Jerry Bongard, and it's Wednesday. And we're here to talk about Memories from the Womb, is basically the title. I forget what it is on the kiosk, but that'll do for the tape in there. And in the sessions that I've done so far, what I've tried to do is to say that my experience of life is that people are not sinful and unclean, that the traditional way that people have understood the doctrine of original sin doesn't work for me very well, that what I believe is that people are created in the image and likeness of God in such a way that the essence of who they are is that spirit or soul or personhood that is good. And there's a lot of evidence that that's not the case. There's wars going on all the time. There's people being shot in burglaries. There's rapes. There's, you know, all kinds of ways in which one person will abuse another person, or a country will, you know, kill off a whole, you know, like in what used to be Yugoslavia now, the way that Muslims are being exterminated. So there's a lot of evidence that what I say is not so, and certainly even theologically, the need for baptism, if we are all basically good, becomes an issue. And those are the kinds of things that I don't want to go into. This is not a lecture today. What I said some time ago is that I have abundant evidence that's enough to convince me, and I would be willing to share some of that evidence with people. And that's what today is about for me, is that I would, a little bit more background before I ask some of these volunteers to come forward, or one at a time actually. What I said is that in my own clinical practice as a counselor, which for those of you that haven't heard me before, that's what my shirt is about. I am the director of a counseling center called the Chrysalis Counseling Center. And a chrysalis is a place that a caterpillar crawls into and then takes some time in a safe environment and does some change work and comes out as a butterfly. So some friends of mine gave me this shirt to symbolize that, with the caterpillar here with a question mark and the answer on the back. And that's just the symbol for, that's why I wear this. I like that symbol. What I said is that some of the evidence that I have that people are by nature good and created in the image and likeness of God has to do with memories that, and I don't know how much background to give you because I want to spend almost all the time in demonstration and not in talking about why we're doing a demonstration. A lot of the work that I do is with people who have been very severely abused as youngsters, and the first indication they have after having gone through a long period of repressing that, not being able to even be in touch with those memories at all because they're so painful and so disturbing, is that usually a lot of times for men and for women both who have been severely physically and sexually abused, the flashbacks start in the very late 20s and become stronger in the early 30s for most people. So that by the time a lot of these people who have been severely abused are about 33, 34, 35 years old, the flashbacks are so distressing, and the dreams of things that frighten them. If the abuse was mostly by a man, very frequently these dreams will involve snakes or worms. If the abuse was primarily by a woman, a lot of times these dreams or phobias will be of spiders, for various psychological reasons. And they need to have some way of connecting with these flashbacks to fill out their, if it's only a flashback, it's just very distressing, but if they can fill it out as an event from beginning to end and work through that event, then they can be released from a lot of these distressing symptoms. And their life can be rather manageable, even very frequently. Though not always, I wouldn't make a generalized claim for this, but frequently even their sexual life with a significant other, a husband or a wife or whatever it might be, can take on a lot of health and joy instead of just pain or confusion. So anyway, I've been doing this work for 22 years generally, but specifically the kind of work that will demonstrate right now I've been doing for 3 years, where I learned from an obstetrician who's been doing this for over 50 years. I learned how to help people regain very early memories. And when I say very early memories, I'm talking first about memories from the womb, and especially memories in the womb from, oh, about 3 months after conception through the birth, the day of birth. Those are the memories that tend to have some significance for a lot of people. But, and here's the, now, how many of you are with me that far? How many of you believe that that's something that can be done by the average person in a short period of time, that they can be brought, like I'm talking 15 minutes or less, can be brought back in? There's a lot of different ways to determine this. You could call it age regression, or just remember what happened before they were born. How many of you are with me to that point and believe that that's something that's, well, good. That means that most of the people, I saw that.
That's where I'm at.
I was talking about the guy right behind you, too. Do you want to show your way you raised your hand? By and large, my experience with most groups is that there are several people who are pretty skeptical of that and have to be convinced either by doing it themselves or by at least observing demonstrations of that being done. But now when I say that, when I talk about the earliest memories, I'm also talking about memories that happened before conception, before the, and this is a kind of a duality that a lot of people have trouble with, but wait till you see what happens here. It may or may not. Depends on who does what. How many people would agree that it's possible or likely or sane to even think about the possibility of having memories before conception? That there is a... Well, good. I'm pleased to see that because it doesn't make me feel then like for a lot of you that this is something that is, you know, kind of freak show. It's more, yeah.
Don't we remember things with our brains, and do we have brains before conception?
I used to teach a course in developmental psychology at St. Olaf College. And the theory there was, and there were a lot of reasons to back it up, that it would be impossible to have any memory before about the 3rd month of life, that the brain just simply wouldn't be developed enough to let that happen. I mean, the 3rd month in prenatal, at 3rd month after conception. And that's a theory a lot of people still hold. But if people come up with memories before that, you have to say either those memories are invalid or the theory's wrong. And you can go either way. If somebody comes to you with memories, and just wait and see, we'll just see what happens. Everybody's different, but if somebody starts telling you about memories they had before they entered this body, you either have to say the theory's wrong or these people are remembering something that didn't happen. You can go either way. Or they make other theories about that. It's a very, very frequent occurrence that people will report memories before they were conceived. Just one little bit of further background, and then we'll just do it and talk about it afterward. I mean, what I plan is that after the first demonstration, my plan is that it will still be before 4:15. And if some of you want to then go to the other session that happens at 4:15, just feel free to do that. You'll have seen, you know, some evidence that probably that will at least make you wonder about the nature of the soul or the person and whether there was existence before entering the body or not. Might well be a question for you. And we can talk about it after that instead of now. So anybody have anything you really need to ask or say before we just call somebody up here and do that? Okay, let's do it then. In the order of which people volunteered to do this, first was Leah and then was Cindy, isn't it? Then Cindy, and then Sharon. So I've had 3 people who have volunteered. Now the 4th is Reynolds. And we probably won't have time for more than 4, but if we do, you might think about whether you want to volunteer after we do this. Whereas, Leah, are you ready to do that?
Sure.
What I would like to ask, Leah, for you to do would be to come close to me so that you and I can be in rapport here in a way that I can observe your responses to things I'm going to ask you to do. And if you are not able now to hear me very well, I'm not going to speak louder than this because I'm going to be talking basically with Leah. And if you can't see Leah, you might think of moving right now before we begin.
Should we be able to see her face when she looks toward you?
What I'm going to do is find out from Leah whether she's able to respond to what I call video motor signals. I'm going to ask her to use her fingers as a way of non-verbally talking with me at night. If she's able to set up that system, it will be helpful for you to be able to see her fingers.
Sure.
What I want you to do is, and I'll tell you this, and I meant to, this is absolutely what I'm going to say. I'm going to take this in the meantime. So I'm going to do something I'm sure, but I'm not going to ask all those questions. Some of you may want to watch Leah, and some of you may want to try for yourself to see whether you can do this. What I'm going to ask her to do is set up a signal for me so that one of her fingers will be able to talk to me when I ask her a question and the answer is yes, that finger will signal that the answer is yes. And another finger to signal no when what I ask her is actually a no. And then for her sake, we're going to set up a third finger which will say one of the following things, however it means for her. Either I don't want to know the answer to this question, or I don't know the answer to this question. It could mean either one. It might be a question that would have something to do that if we went into that area, it might be sort of scary or whatever. And then that finger will just say, I don't want to do this. Or the no finger might say, no, I don't want to do this. So that when Leah sets these signals up, you might just watch to see how her fingers move as a response to this while she does this. Or you may just do it on your own and find out, you know, whether you can do that. But I won't be watching you, so the timing, if she's quicker than you are, we'll go ahead of you. And then you might just come back and watch what's happening with her. But this is a helpful device. There are a lot of ways that we can get deeply in touch with things about ourselves. One is our purpose in life, and that's what we're going for here. Our purpose in life that I guess we'll just demonstrate it instead of telling what's likely to happen. But there are other things you might want to know about yourself that your body knows, or you might say your unconscious mind knows, or other people might say it's a right brain knowledge, but your left brain or your conscious mind might not remember or know. And so if you use these idiomotor signals, you can sometimes find out from your own body what it remembers or knows that your conscious mind might not. So it's a helpful tool. You can ask yourself questions about it. So Leah, what I'm going to ask you to do, and I'll sort of help demonstrate it for you, if you put your hands where you can see them, and what I'm going to do is ask you to think in your mind, yes. Just kind of fill your mind with yes, absolutely yes, and all kinds of positive yes, yes, yes. And then to ask one of your fingers, and when I say one of your fingers, that includes thumb as a possibility, but to ask one of your fingers to signal for you, and I don't know if it just did or not, we'll find that out in a minute. One of your fingers just moved, and I don't know if that's why it was moving or not, but we'll find out. The little finger on your left hand moved when I said that? Well, okay, then we've got one. Did you all see this finger? Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Nervous too.
Okay, Leah's a little nervous, and that's understandable. She's got a bunch of people, and they're going to find out, you know, something about her that she doesn't even remember herself yet. And so that's sort of nervous, but what I can assure you is that the things that you find out are either very good, which generally happens, or if they're not, we have safety built into it, so we won't go into them. So you have a yes finger.
Okay.
The yes finger is the little finger on your left hand. And that, so now what I want you to do is kind of blank that out of your mind and think no, absolutely not. And I guess what I need to do is move a little too, because if it's that little finger, I wouldn't see it moving unless I can't just finger up. So I want you to think just no, absolutely not. Okay. No, that was real quick. Okay. So yes is the little finger on your left hand, no is the index finger on your right hand, okay? then I would like to have you think to yourself that there is a finger that can signal to you, I don't know, or I don't want to know. Okay? And just let that finger, okay. So yes, no, and I don't want to know, I don't mind doing this. Okay, so you feel okay about proceeding, then what I'm going to ask your fingers to do, and I want you just to sort of let your fingers do the answering for this. If you have a strong conscious thought about this, you can certainly let that influence it. But I want your fingers to answer this very important question. Is it okay for us here in this place now, in this audience, is it okay for Leah to go back into the womb and even earlier to remember things that might be important for her? Okay. Now it looked to me like you were lifting that on purpose instead of it doing itself. The first time it moved itself. You didn't move it. And it's good to get into that unconscious kind of movement because it looked to me like you just raised it. Is that right? That's okay. And there was no, what happens if you do that and you choose to say yes instead of just your unconscious mind do that? What happens if there's a reason not to, your no finger will also move without you wanting it to, and that didn't happen. So this is a...
Should I close my eyes?
It's totally okay if you're less nervous closing your eyes, that's perfect. Yeah,
yeah,
close your eyes is fine. As long as you bring that up as a possibility, it's probably a good idea.
Maybe I will tongue.
Yeah, you keep your eyes closed anytime you want to. Okay. So what we did is get a go-ahead. I mean, she raised her yes finger, and there was no movement from the no finger, even the I don't know finger, so we're safe. We know that whatever it is that the unconscious mind has here for Leah, it is not anything she needs to be afraid of. It's okay to proceed, and that's a safety step. If her no finger had raised, we would have asked another volunteer to come up because we might invade some boundaries or something for her. Okay. So the way that I'm going to do is to ask that your fingers remember which is yes, which is no, which is I don't know, and that whenever I ask questions of your unconscious mind or of your fingers that they be allowed to respond, and I'm going to ask you just to begin. What we're doing here is getting access to the unconscious mind through the right brain, and the right brain is responsible for a lot of things, for worship, for creativity, for intuition. But it also, the right brain and the unconscious mind are also connected to forgotten memories. And your imagination is an entry into that. So I'm going to ask you to begin with imagination. And what I would just want you to do is to imagine what it would be like to be an unborn baby living inside of her mother's womb. And for you to start to talk about what your imagination can supply for you, and when that imagination actually becomes a memory, for the little finger on your left hand to signal us with a yes that we move from imagination to memory. Okay? So would you share out loud with us whatever it is that you imagine it would be like to be an unborn baby in the womb? Just, what would that be like? What would you imagine that to be like?
Warm.
Warm, yeah.
Kind of a muted sound of the environment, maybe, or yeah. Around me.
Okay, can I just add, that's absolutely the way it is. There's a couple of nurses here, I don't think there's any other people that are typically in, but who would know this. But the question I want to ask you about what's going on in your mind now is that I noticed that your no finger was moving, even though what you said is perfectly true. Do you have any sense about what that's about?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So just continue then. There's probably a reason for that, and it's probably my job to figure out what that reason is. Because that's a sign that there's something else going on besides. Would it be more easy for you if you closed your eyes? Do that. I will keep track of your fingers for you so you don't have to do that. I'm just going to ask you to get in touch with your imagination about what it would be like to be an unborn baby. It would be warm, you'd hear these muted sounds, what else?
Probably feel at one with my mother who I've never seen.
Oh, that's what the no finger's about. Okay. Let me ask again, is this, this could be emotional for you? Because you'll probably see her. Okay, I'll just watch you from yours. We'll see. It is very, very likely that in the next 3 minutes you'll probably see her. Is that okay?
No.
Okay, all right. Okay, so if you close your eyes again, I want you to continue with your imagination. And I will try to keep you as okay with whatever emotions come up as we can be. And you can be helped with that by letting you know if it reaches it. Let your fingers do the talking, just like the old pages. Okay, so it might be warm, might be muted sounds, and it might be a oneness with this mother that you haven't remembered seeing. What else would be there for you?
Water, breath, kind of smaller, probably.
About how big do you think you are at this point of your imagination? How far along are you? Are you near birth, or are you just at the beginning? Or how big a baby are you in this imagination now?
I have arms and legs and I think nose and eyes.
Okay, let's find out for sure. Can your finger tell you that? Yes. There's your yes finger, and this means she's here. This is as far as we need to go for her now to have memories that will be important for her. All right, so I'm going to ask you if you can do something for me now, Leah. Can you move to the point in your being in the womb where you are about to experience the birth process begin? Can you do that? Would you do that? What position are you in? Your legs are coming out? You mean the birth process? Your legs are coming out of your mother's body?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So the birth process has really begun, if that's the case. And that's not, okay. What else?
They would come out first.
They would for you, huh? Okay. So it's an unusual birth for you then. That would be a difficult birth. Can you go back a little bit earlier, just before the birth process begins, and get more information about that? Okay. The birth process has not begun yet. Okay, good, thank you. Birth process has not begun yet. What position are you in now before the birth process begins, and what's happening to you emotionally at this point?
I'm feeling kind of anxious.
Yeah. And then what happens?
You can probably kick in a little bit.
Okay. And then would you talk us through what happens next all the way through the birth process? And if I need to interrupt you, I will. What happens?
I kind of feel like I was trying to get out sideways, maybe.
Okay. And do you have a sense about how this birth process began? Who started this actual labor and birth process? Who's your, just say what comes. Who's
probably me.
Yeah, how did you do that, do you know?
How did I start the birth process?
Yeah. This is a very, very common answer. At least 9 out of 10 people, when I ask them who's responsible for the birth process, say, I am. The baby starts this birth process according to this kind of thing. Almost always. Sometimes the doctor will come in and give a Pitocin or something, but almost always, the baby knows when they're ready to be born. But you have an unusual birth because you think you're going to come out sideways. What's that about? Okay, the birth process begins. You've started this and you're participating in it. And now what happens?
I think I'm a little eager.
You really want to get out of here, huh? How come? How come? Are you just excited to get out, or is there something in here you don't like? Or what?
I think I want to see my parents.
All right, you want to see your parents, so you want to get out. All right, so let it come. Come on now. What happens? Does anybody have any claims? I didn't think to bring them. We'll get some. Just go ahead with the good process and let yourself come up and see how things. Can we do that? This is an important time, being born. And it's important enough for you to remember, isn't it? So as you come out, what happens? What's that like?
I think I use my voice pretty loud.
You cry?
Yeah. Scream.
Scream? Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
What's going on in your head about that, Dina? What's the scream about? Is this...
I wanted everyone to hear me, but I could hear outside.
Sure. You were hearing them outside, yeah. For a long time, right? We'll go back later and find out how long. Well, you've been hearing voices for a long time, not just this last hour. Okay. And you want to see who these people are.
Mm-hmm.
And you want them to hear you and know you're here. Good for you.
I want them to react to me and let them know that those are people that were outside and I was inside.
Yeah. So you really let them know and you scream. And then what happens? Who's there? Who do you find out who these people are?
My father and my mother.
Can you see your father?
Mm-hmm.
Can you see your mother?
Yeah.
What does she look like? What's happening?
They're very happy.
They are. Okay.
And
can you see what they look like now? Yeah, go ahead and look at them. Yeah. And they're there and they're happy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then what happens?
There's a lot of different people in the room.
Is this, what kind of room is this? Is this at home or hospital?
It's kind of a hospital. It's hard to tell.
Okay. But there's a lot of people in your father's room. And your mother's another, obviously. And there's a lot of other people there. Okay, so what happens? Consciously already what this is about, where you were born and what that is, or is this something that's new for you?
It's kind of new actually.
Okay. Alright. So you don't really know much already consciously about your grief?
No.
Alright. Okay. So there are a lot of people and your parents are the only two who are white.
No, I can see.
Yes, okay. So then what happens? What happens to you? You've been...
I'm lifted up.
Yeah.
Kind of high.
Yeah. How does that feel?
Not as suddenly.
No. No. I wouldn't like it now either. Well, I probably wouldn't know. Okay. So then what? After you're lifted up, what happens? Last time you saw her?
No. Just made me nervous, anxious again. Like I was inside.
Yeah, well, your yes finger's moving again. So it's okay, right? It's okay to look at this. Is there... That's the I don't know finger, isn't it? Is there something else that... that you'd like to look at outside of your mother, because I'm going to ask you in a minute if it's okay to go back in and go the other direction. What does that mean? Yes, that it's okay now, or there's something else to look at?
It's okay.
Are you ready to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to ask you to do is to go back into the womb, and when you're there, to signal me that you're back there, either with your yes finger or the nodding of your head. When you're back in the womb. I'm going to ask you to go the other direction, to notice yourself getting smaller, and to go back as far as you can go, and whatever happens, however surprising it might be, to reach you. When you get there, would you signal me when you're there? Back to the time when your mother first discovers and has it confirmed in some way that she is pregnant. Keep going back until you reach that point, and when you reach that point, let us know that you're there. All right, what is her response? What does she say? What happens at that point?
I think it was unexpected.
Happy. Okay. Okay. She's happy. Is your father there with her by chance or not? How does she know that she's pregnant? Does a doctor tell her that she just...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that she's there with the doctor, and the doctor says she's pregnant for sure, and she's happy about that. How big are you at this point? Can you just use your hands to show us?
This big.
Okay. That's how big she'd be, right? That's about right. Okay. All right, I'm going to ask you to go back further. And tell us what happens. There may be a moment, maybe that's it, when it's something perhaps surprising, but what is that? When you go back, how far back can you go? Go back as far as you can. What happens as you keep going back?
Gets smaller.
Yeah. Then what happens? It's okay to do it, look like you're, I don't know. Don't have much feeling, no. Okay. Can you keep going back? What happens if you do? If you keep going back and back and back, what happens? Just go with whatever is there, because sometimes people are reluctant to talk about this, because sometimes it's sort of unusual. That's good. I'm going to ask this question just to see, I'm going to give you a little bit of guidance here, just to see what we want to do about this. I'm going to ask you to signal with your little finger when you go back to the point when you are no longer in this body, the point before you enter this body, and for your little finger, your yes finger, to move when you're able to be there. Okay, what's this like? Where are you and what's this like?
I kind of feel like I'm alone.
Oh, okay. And where are you?
I'm not really sure.
Okay. You feel alone?
Mm-hmm.
Describe what you can. You know, let yourself experience this as fully as you can. And just tell us what this is.
Like in the womb, I feel like I'm floating.
Yeah. And now? Okay, you're having an emotional response to this? Can you share what this is?
I'm not sure what I want to do. It's kind of my present situation.
Oh. So can you stick with this and find out what happens? It's not uncommon at all for you to get some guidance at a point like this. So stick with it, let's say.
I think I'm at the point where I know I'm going to be with my parents.
How do you know that? What gives you that sense?
I think a spirit, God, probably.
Can you talk about that? Please do.
I don't know what God is, but...
So what do you see and experience at this point while you're out of the womb, before your birth? What is this experience? It's obviously an emotional moment.
Guidance.
Okay.
I don't see anything like eyes, but... I know that it's guiding me.
Yes. How do you know that? Can you describe a little bit more for what it is that's happening and what you experience? Or just let it happen and tell us later if you want to. Your yes finger is moving really much. That's a very good sign.
I think that I was meant to know my parents. Something that in the area that the spiritual world
do you have any idea what that reason is? Do you know now, as you're still, before you're being born, do you have a sense of what that reason is, why these parents, and particularly, is there one more than the other?
Maybe they're not my mother.
What do you know about that now? Can you, at this stage, ask this guide for more information?
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens? Just, you don't need to tell us yet if you want to just experience it and tell us later, that's fine, or even not tell us at all. But ask this guide for more information and see what happens. And when you get that more information, would you just, for my sake, let your yes finger move so I know that you've received that information? Ask the guide for any information that would be helpful for you. And when you get it, let your yes finger say the name that you have. Is he still here with you? Or is it still here with you, this guy? Is it okay for you not to know?
Can he? No.
What?
No.
All right. So press this guy a little bit more for what you need. Almost always at this point, you will get whatever information you need if you stick with it a while. So be with him or it or whatever this is for you. And press a little bit more and ask for whatever you need. Then what happens? And you don't have to share it at all if it's private, but if it isn't, and if you want to share it, you could.
The only word that came to my mind was love people.
Love people, you said?
Just or people.
People, okay, people.
I think it was a happy feeling, though. Something good.
Well, you're at that point where there may be a message that can come to you from, if you don't mind if I call this guy, that's the way it seems to me. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have this experience of being close enough to God to get some message. Can you ask God for whatever it is in your life right now that you need to get more information to? Mm-hmm. And see what happens. If you get some information, you can share it if you want. It. Okay, your yes finger just moved. Good. Good. But I'm going to ask you to do is stay with him as long as you need to get whatever information you need. And when you have it, to signal me and us that we're ready to do something different and we'd like to come back to here now. So stay there as long as you need for whatever help you can get. And when you're ready to come back, just come back and we'll be here waiting for you.
I see colors and trees and grass.
In relationship to the trees and the grass, where are you? Are you on the ground or not? Are they above you, below you? Are you in the body yet, or are you out of body? How do you see these trees and the grass?
In the form of colors, kind of.
Yeah. And where are you?
Still floating.
Do you recognize where these trees and grass are?
Something's kind of secluded. Okay. Away from civilization, as you know, kind of. When I can sense the wind is kind of present. You kind of see like big dark area that's kind of like a big hole, but it's not really a hole. It's just covering something up.
Is this woman still there?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who that woman is?
it's a... God, maybe?
The woman is God?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So this is a way that God is going to give you some information. There's a big hole that... You're starting to understand this, right?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm meant to go through or if I'm meant to just not see behind it.
Ask the woman, ask God.
I think she's waiting for me to decide.
And this corresponds to your life right now, too, in some way. Do you have a sense about what decision you need to make and whether you're ready to make it?
I have some feelings about what she wants me to decide. I need her to walk me to the big hole thing.
Ask her to.
She held my hand, and inside I can kind of see a place that doesn't look like this country.
Do you know what this is about, or do you need to ask her what this is about?
I'm going to ask her.
Ask her. Put it down.
I think she wants me to do something that I've been kind of struggling with.
You think she wants you to do it?
I think there's
that your fingers guidance. Tell. That your fingers tell. Is it something she wants you to do?
I feel my left finger kind of twitching a little bit.
Yeah, so it is something she wants you to do, and you know what this is?
Not clearly.
Would it be all right with you if it takes you a little while to understand fully?
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay? Is there something more that you need to know now? If there is, ask her or see what you can do again. It may be that over the next few hours or days or weeks or something, this will be more clear. What does that mean?
I think that she wants me to go somewhere and do something away from where I'm used to in this country or in this area. I'm not sure what I'm doing.
Okay, there's a conflict to it, as you know, right? Because your middle finger just moved when you said that. So let's stick with this long enough to find out more about this, and then we'll probably quit in just a matter of another several minutes. But let's find this out, why that middle finger moved when you said, what you said is, I think she wants me to do something in a different country away from here.
Mm-hmm.
And your middle finger moved when you said that. So there's a real likelihood that that answer is not a totally correct answer. So let's find out more about that until we know. Can you ask her directly if she wants you to move away from where you are? And to tell you more clearly what this might be about?
I think it's because I've moved a lot. And it's hard to move well when I'm unsure of a lot of things. So it's hard for me personally, I think, to maybe accept some things.
There's two possibilities here, and I want to have you ask her about both of them so we know. One possibility is that she's asking you to do something that would be hard for you to do, and that's why your no finger moved, is because you don't want to. The other possibility is that you misunderstood what she said, and she does not want you to move. Would you please ask her and get more clarity about that?
I think she brought some ideas out. I'm quite ready.
So this may take a while for you to be ready for it.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask your fingers a question now and just let you answer with them. Is it all right if we come back here and just spend a little time talking about what we have done? Is it okay to leave it where we are and discuss it? Is that okay? So do you get a sense about whether that's okay? Okay. All right. I couldn't see the one over my head. All right. What I'm going to ask us to do then, Leah, is there's an awful lot of stuff that's here for you, and if you want, you and I could privately get together and talk about some of this.
Okay.
I'd be glad to do that if that's something that would work for you. And I want to just ask, what kind of debriefing you need to do before you sit in a different chair and listen? Okay, we've been at this now longer than I thought we would be. It's almost,
yeah,
you know, almost an hour, and that's a hard work for you.
Mm-hmm.
And what kind of things do we need to do before you're ready to feel okay about what we just started doing?
We need to talk about it some
more later with you. Yeah, is there anything you'd like to talk about right now just to say that would help, or do you want to just wait till?
Just the idea of the moving thing.
But the here and now stuff. Can I ask you a question? This is just confusing to me, and it's not something we have to talk about, but you said a little earlier that you had never seen your mother. Do you know more about that? You saw her now during the birth experiences that I'm making. Is there anything more that needs to be done about that? Does that feel okay to you? Okay. Just the here and now stuff. That what you need to do.
Yeah.
I want to ask another question, and we could do this privately too, but I had a sense when you saw, or when you first felt this guy, mm-hmm. and you said it was a spiritual thing.
I didn't see anything.
Yeah, and it was a guide. And I asked if it was all right for me to call that guide, and you said yes. But you said it was a spiritual thing. And are you basically a person who is accustomed to spiritual things, or is this new to you?
Personally, my parents are both pastors, so it's kind of a rebellious thing. But deep down, I feel something that's unexplainable. Like, I can't explain it to in my religion. So it's like more deep than church.
Yeah, for sure.
So.
Okay. Is there anything at all that you would like to say or do before we feel that, you know, we're done for now and that we might just later talk one-to-one?
I might go outside for a while.
And just yeah, is this an okay thing for you? Do we need to do anything to do for sure?
Yeah, I'll be back, I think.
Can I ask you that if it's important that you talk this over with somebody, that you find someone, and that if someone else is appropriate, that's fine, but if you want to lift me up, that you do that?
I think I probably should.
Would you do that?
Yeah.
Do you feel safe now? Do you need to do me?
Yeah, I feel pretty safe. Okay. I feel just kind sort of confused, emotional, but yeah. I feel like I need to go sit by the water or something.
If you want to do that, you sure could. Would it be all right with you if while you did that, we spend another 3 or 4 minutes talking about what we experienced together? If sure. we do that, do you want to hear that, or is it okay if you sit by the water?
I think I'll just go outside.
Okay. And if you need somebody to talk to, you'll find them and let me know if you want to.
I just need to be myself.
Sure. That's a pretty emotional thing. I had no idea, and I should have probably asked that about what you knew about your parents. That was a real surprise to me when you said you hadn't seen them. And that's a lot to deal with them all of a sudden, along with everything else you said.
Alright.
Do you need to take somebody with you? Do you want to be alone?
I think I'll be alone.
Okay, we'll come back when you feel okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you. That's a real vulnerable position to be in.
I'd like to talk to you later.
Sure, I'd be glad to do that. If you let me up, I'd appreciate it, because I don't know for sure where I find you. And I'll be for sure at dinner. And if you find me, I'll keep the shirt on so you know where I am.
Okay.
And we'll set up the way to get
to the
phone.
Thank you. I'll talk to you later.
I didn't know that we would be as long as we were with one person, because I thought maybe we'd do 2 or 3, and we probably have time to do, depends on when you want to quit. That's probably the only, you know, we got kind of involved in the here and now kind of stuff, but I think we needed to do that. Does anybody have any comments or questions about this kind of, any of this?
Do they typically leave their eyes closed through the entire?
A lot of people close their eyes because it's easier not to be distracted.
But not necessary.
It's not necessary, but if you're starting to see things, like she saw for a while a woman who she said was God, who led her to this dark hole. A lot of times if your eyes are open and you're seeing people and windows and whatever, it's harder to see the woman. If you close your eyes, it's easier to. So a lot of people do close their eyes when they start seeing things. You first and then you.
Have you repeated something like this before? And basically, have the same events show up, you know, different time span, but the same person.
Yeah, yeah. Whenever I do that, it's different. We don't repeat the birth process. I don't think I've ever repeated the birth process, but some people are so curious about this experience with God that they want to go back to that, and I've done that with people, and it's different each time. There's a new message, there's a new understanding. It's not the same. But it's always something that has some meaning for them.